This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Houston ISD's state-appointed board of managers approved more than $180 million in bonds last night to finance construction of a new career and technical education center. This comes 1 year after voters rejected a $4.4 billion bond package for the district. The board also voted to approve a settlement agreement with former chief of human resources, Jessica Naaman. She was removed from her position back in September after roughly 2 years in the role without the district providing details as to why. HISD did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Naaman did not address the settlement directly, but told Houston Public Media that, quote, after reshaping what is now a high-performing HR department, I could not be prouder of my team's accomplishments, unquote. Harris County commissioners voted to approve a worksite safety policy that establishes monitoring and inspection standards for county construction projects. Commissioner Tom Ramsey, the lone Republican on the county's elected court, voted against the policy. He said that it was rushed and did not involve enough community input.
I think we need to ask ourselves, what is the timeline? Why do we wake up a month ago and said we're going to get this done in a month? Well, if we started 2 years ago and worked on it, okay, that would be it. We didn't do that.
Harris County has one of the highest rates of severe heat-related injuries and injuries on construction sites, according to commissioners. And just down the street from the Galveston Shore sits a 28,000-square-foot tent with 2 million pounds of ice inside it, all part of Moody Gardens' upcoming Iceland exhibit. Our Juliana Washburn has more.
30 ice carvers from Harbin, China, have spent the past month transforming large ice blocks using hand tools or chainsaws into sculptures of the Arc de Triomphe and Big Ben. And as Moody Gardens spokesperson Jared